Welcome to the Link to Prevention podcast, hosted by the CASARC Prevention Team.
On today's episode, we'll be giving some tips to parents on how to talk to their kids about personal safety topics. This is part four of a six-part series, so if you haven't listened to the other episodes yet, we encourage you to go back and check them out.
Hey, Jessica and Hannah. So we are here to talk about personal safety again, and today in particular, we are going to be talking about what are some tips that the two of you may have for parents on how to have these conversations. The two of you have these conversations regularly with students in the classroom, in various student groups. So as parents begin to have these conversations, what are some tips you have for them? Some things that that they might want to think about before they have these conversations, maybe some resources that might be available to help have these conversations. What do you got for folks out there?
Well, the first thought that comes to my mind relates a little bit to what we mentioned in our first episode around the fact that many of you are already having these conversations with your kids. And for those of you who are already having these conversations, it can be a perfect time that if you're talking to somebody about personal safety around wearing their bike helmet, you can also talk about personal safety around other parts of their body. So considering where and when you talk about these things can be really important so that there's not a ton of pressure put on these conversations. It doesn't have to be a sit down, face to face, one on one. We need to talk about this really important thing, because sometimes that can come across a little scary. And this doesn't have to be a really scary thing. It's a serious topic, but it's also an important topic that kids know you feel confident talking about and that you can support them in talking about it. So if it comes up naturally in conversation when you're talking about things like the touching rules because there was a TV show that you were watching where somebody crossed somebody else's boundary and went into their personal bubble without asking, that could be a really perfect time to talk to your kids about touching rules. And it would naturally come up because maybe they ask, what just happened in that TV show? What happened between those characters? So I highly recommend thinking about where and when you talk about these topics to make sure that there's not a ton of pressure placed on it, and that knowing that you can bring it up naturally in other conversations, just sitting on the couch, having a hot chocolate, hanging out.
I think it's a great advice, right? This is one of those things we sometimes is called a natural teaching moment. And these natural teaching moments are just those, exactly what you said, Hannah, these examples, these moments in time where, you know, a lesson might be able to be taught, because we know these lessons have to be taught over and over and over and over and over again in various contexts with different examples. So yeah, these using these natural teaching moments as much as you can as a natural segue into a conversation. So you don't have those moments of, well, it's okay, it's time for the talk, and we're going to sit down and do this now. Yeah, I think it's a great advice. What else? What else? Jessica, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, I always think back to something that we have said in previous episodes as well when we're talking about how to have some of those other conversations about consent and things with your kids. Like, again, reminding them that they can come to you with questions and concerns and things that are happening with them. And there are always going to be certain things that they can come and talk to you about that they will not get in trouble for. We always say, like, especially when we have a lot of these and are seeing a lot of these issues online, one of the biggest things that keeps kids from talking to their parents about their experiences is a fear that they're going to get in trouble and they're going to lose access to these devices. And so reminding them again during these conversations multiple times that there are always going to be certain things that you can come to me with that you're not going to get in trouble for. And following through with that when they do come to you with something. And I always say also being mindful of when they come to you about things that their friends might be experiencing and thinking about the way that you respond when that comes up as well, because they might be testing the waters to talk about something that they've experienced. But if they see you react extremely negatively about something that they haven't done, but that their friend might have done, like, that's going to be very telling to whether or not they're going to feel comfortable coming to you around something similar that they're experiencing. So yeah, I think making sure that they know there are certain things and voicing exactly what those things are. Like if somebody reaches out to you online and they're making you feel uncomfortable, like being able to come and talk to me about that. If you have sent nude pictures to somebody and now they're getting overwhelmed with something that is occurring because of those things, like that they're not going to get in trouble for that initial thing that they have done, right? That is connected to these issues that they're having, and then following through. So you're not just saying it, you're also making sure that you're showing them that they are not going to get in trouble when they come to you for these things.
Well, that reminds me of conversations we have with adolescent parents. And a lot of times, you know, they may have a rule with their child that says, you know, if you are ever at a party and your friends are inebriated, your friends are drunk, or even if you yourself have been drinking, call me. You will not get in trouble. You can always call me anytime for a ride. You will not get in trouble. I will much rather appreciate you calling and asking for assistance than doing something that could put you or somebody else at risk. So along those lines.
Yeah. And I would also say something to add on to that too, is helping them to identify other safe adults that they can go to as well. They might not feel comfortable coming directly to you, especially initially, maybe about some of these things, but also identifying other safe adults in their lives that they can have these conversations with and that are prepared to have those conversations with them.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And to your point, to make sure that if they do come to you, that you do what was agreed upon. That's really great. Hannah, what else? What are some other tips that might be useful for parents to have these conversations?
So we talk a lot about the importance of having open communication, open lines of communication. You, as Jessica and Chris were just saying, you can come to me, you can talk to me about anything. You will not get in trouble if you tell me something and following through with that. And going along with having this open communication is curiosity. And being curious and asking questions if and when your child does come to you and share something with you, rather than jumping to judgment or jumping to assuming something about what they've shared, as hard as it can be, because it's very easy to jump right into an assumption or a judgment about it, depending on what they're telling you. Totally understand. Taking a breath and pausing and leading with curiosity as best you can, asking some questions to try to get answers around what they're sharing with you. That's going to lead to more of that open communication and help them know better how to share with you and trust that you are listening and trust that you are supporting them and not judging.
I would say that kind of connects to the topic or the point that I was wanting to make as well, and also what we're planning on talking about in the next episode too, because there is a certain way that kids are more likely to come to you around these things. And also you need to be willing to ask, because just telling a kid, like, you can come to me with anything at any time, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to do that. So being willing and able to start those conversations, ask those open-ended questions, and not just waiting for them to come to you with everything is also going to allow them more opportunities to open up and also more opportunities to potentially share things that they didn't know how to bring up with you. To what Chris said too, like, these are supposed to be ongoing conversations. So this is something that you're talking with them about multiple times. It's not just a one sit down, very serious conversation. Great, we talked about it, check the box, don't have to talk about it again. Their ideas around these things are going to change as they get older. Their experiences around these topics are going to change as they get older. And being willing to have multiple conversations about the same things as these things progress is really important. And also remembering that you are most likely going to have to be the one to bring it up with them in a lot of instances, or at least create the opportunity for them to talk to you about it. Because, yeah, just saying you can come to me, I mean, I know from personal experience that just because I know that my mom said that, like, doesn't mean that I always knew how to start those conversations with her.
You know, I guess maybe just for myself, the last piece of advice that I would like to offer folks, because I know this has been my own journey on having these conversations, but this is about being comfortable having them. You know, if you haven't done this as part of your job, if you don't have other children that you've already had these conversations with, it can be really anxiety producing, can be a little uncomfortable in starting these conversations yourself. And one of the things that we have talked about with other parents is sometimes you might need to even practice. And practice in building up your comfort in having these conversations. You know, we know parents sometimes practice in the mirror, saying some of these words out loud, names of body parts out loud, actually practicing having some of these, say, asking these questions in a mirror can be something that can increase your comfort. And I think part of it is going to be uncomfortable. And that's okay too. I think the important thing is that people are doing it. And like anything else, it takes practice. The more you do it, the better you get at it. We don't talk about these things. We don't talk a lot about personal safety, sexual assault, child sexual abuse. In general, as adults, we don't talk about these things. So just practicing having these words come out of your mouth is important. And it's okay for your kids to know that you're also nervous about having these conversations. I think as long as it is authentic and it is honest and it is a shared endeavor that, you know, we're both learning these things and it's okay to be nervous and it's okay to laugh at these things. And it's important that we have these conversations. And the more you do it, the easier they'll get. And I think the more receptive youth will be as your comfort increases in this, because they'll also realize that they don't have to take care of you when you have these conversations. They can see that you have comfort with it. Things that they say or questions they have may not throw you. I think those are important things.
Until next time, stay curious, be kind, and take care. To find out more about the services offered and to stay up to date on everything that Prevention is doing, check us out online at ksarc.org. That's K-C-S-A-R-C.org.